Thank you very much to the mission of Russia and also South Africa and others delegates here. What I wanted to highlight that year, it is very important to us to have side events along with the OSCE and in the UN to actually explain and highlight and bring out the issues, how it is important to actually work within the grassroots and raise awareness and also give the tools to the general public, the people who actually facing racism, to deal with within the countries where they're not actually promoting racism, to combat racism. They have a different aspect of what racism is for them, but not really addressing the issue and the root causes of it. So it is very, very important to us as a civil society organization to do this work. And so to work doing side events with the UN, it would be a very great opportunity for us and to be able to mobilize the grassroots for them to know that their voices are heard. And this is important because the grassroots always think that what is the point, because they see the UN and the other governmental bodies as something that they're not going to take them seriously, but they are more important to actually taking seriously by them, because they are the one who have to live with day-to-day life and live within that system. So it is very important. So thank you very, very much. Also, what I wanted to also highlight, coming back to what your suggestion was, is the same thing with the Durban Declaration, because for us, we talk about, in the UK, for example, we talk about Black history, but we don't call it Black history, we call it African history. And it is very, very important to teach the youth, to raise this awareness within schools, universities, and even in workplaces and the communities, to understand the real history. Because without the right information of the real history, they get lost. And this is something that, as you mentioned, 20 years, we will still be sitting here after 20 years again, you know. So we don't want to go back there. We don't want to do that. We want to avoid that. So we need to teach the true history. When we're supposed to celebrate the 20 years of Durban, one thing that we, the civil society organization that we are working with, try to do within the grassroots is to raise awareness of the resolution with the Haitian Revolution, you know. So it is very important to us on the 23rd of August. But I don't see the OSCR actually helping and promoting this 23rd of August. And that makes it very difficult for us, because if I'm in the UN, if I'm the UN talking about, if I'm in the European Union, and when it's Anti-Racism Week, and then we are talking, and then we say things, and then you have other people saying, oh, why are you talking about these issues? It's not important, because you Africans hasn't lost any properties. And then I look at, okay, why has African lost any properties? Oh, you know, the Jewish, they lost personal properties, but Africans didn't lose personal properties. It makes me think twice, like, okay, that this person actually understands what they're saying, because slavery, colonialism, and that is losing properties. But for the people, they're saying that, oh, African people didn't lose anything. And that is alarming to me. It is alarming to other organizations. It is alarming for us. So if we don't address this properly, how do we actually hope for the future, engaging the youth without the proper information? So I will urge the OHCR to work with us on promoting the 23rd of August, to use it as an international day, because that is what I read in the resolution. And please do not blame me, because the OHCR was the one who trained me to read the resolutions. So I'm very grateful for that. Yeah. So how do we then promote and help the work together to fight and combat racism? So this is very, very important. Thank you very much.